Identifying problems is only the first step in improvement. It's sometimes easy to find fault in what others are doing with lean. Sometimes we criticize because we don't recognize what they describe as lean in their organization. Maybe it's natural for an experienced lean thinker to identify problems, as we're prone to want to fix things and coach people, even if we have to speak hard truths. For example, we might see process improvement leaders or trainers who focus only on lean tools, or just a particular lean tool, such as 5S. Or we might get frustrated when we see people just chartering a few projects or pushing predetermined solutions on others while not even working on changing their management system and culture. If you dig deeper, you might find that their limited or ineffective approach to lean is due to ignorance, a lack of experience, or a lack of proper coaching. Can you blame people for what they don't know? You can't blame somebody if they were taught the wrong things, but you should challenge somebody who doesn't make the effort to educate themselves after declaring that lean seems simple or just a matter of common sense. It could be that you have good people who are trying, but are working under leaders and executives who don't support the idea of changing the culture, or they're not aware of the need or the possibility. Or the leaders and executives are the ones who don't understand lean, and sometimes don't even try. We too often hear about executives who use lean as a cost-cutting tool. They lay off employees, which destroys morale and hurts customer service, doing so while collecting big bonuses. It's likely these senior leaders don't share the same lean values that we appreciate, and they quite possibly never will. The idea of a transformative lean journey might be a pipe dream if the senior leaders see executives as a bunch of warm bodies who are just a cost on the P&L statement instead of viewing them as human beings to partner with and develop. Or we read in major business publications like the Wall Street Journal, no less, about a company's lean office that has a self-proclaimed 5S cop who does audits to make sure employees don't hang sweaters on the back of chairs and don't have any personal items on their desks. We read about another organization that bans inactive bananas from employees' desks, as if that does anything to improve the company's performance. Employees in these companies are understandably annoyed by clumsy attempts at 5S. Unfortunately, they come to hate the idea of lean instead of seeing lean as something that provides job security and allows them to feel pride and joy in their work. When lean is just about putting tape outlines around staplers on individual desks, then lean rightfully becomes a punchline. That makes things harder for the rest of us.